This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Last week saw both the beginning of this 40 Days for Life campaign and over 100,000 people participated in Sunday's 30th annual Life Chain. Last week, 40 Days for Life counted 26 moms choosing life after encountering the prayerful vigil outside abortion clinics. Pro-life leaders are preparing Americans for an avalanche of rhetoric trying to counter the idea that 20-week-old babies in the womb should be protected from the excruciating pain of late-term abortion. The U.S. House votes Tuesday on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Perhaps anticipating that vote, Cosmo magazine says the phrase, late-term abortion, should be banned. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. In other headlines, Chicago Cardinal Blaise Cupich is blasting Illinois Governor Rauner. The popular pro-abortion Republican had promised to stay away from abortion, but his bill now compels universal abortion funding. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld on Monday the validity of laws protecting people from the practice of assistance in suicide. And a man who advocated for California-assisted suicide was supposed to die within months. He changed his suicide plans after proving doctors wrong and after he began to enjoy now 3 extra years of life. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.